here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 27th of May, 2017. It's the birthday of the poet who said, "I need poetry to help celebrate and console." Linda Paston, born in the Bronx, New York City, 1932. It's the birthday of John Cheever, Quincy, Massachusetts, 1912. Wrote for more than 50 years, published over 200 short stories, most of them in the New Yorker magazine. Kept journals his entire life, and the Journals of John Cheever came out in 1990. John Cheever, who said, "Fiction is art, and art is the triumph over chaos, no less. And we can accomplish this only by the most vigilant exercise of choice, but in a world that changes more swiftly than we can perceive, there is always the danger that our powers of selection will be mistaken and that the vision we serve will come to nothing." Cheever, who once described his own stories to be stories of a long-lost world, when the city of New York was still filled with a river light, when you heard the Benny Goodman quartets from a radio in the corner of a stationery store, and when almost everybody wore a hat. John Cheever said, "I woke at 3, feeling terribly sad and feeling rebelliously that I didn't want to study sadness, madness, melancholy, and despair. I wanted to study triumphs, the rediscoveries of love, all that I know in the world to be decent, radiant, and clear." It's the birthday of the novelist Dashiell Hammett, born St. Mary's County, Maryland, 1894, who gave us The Maltese Falcon, came out in 1930, starring the detective Sam Spade. And it's the birthday of the marine biologist and writer Rachel Carson, Springdale, Pennsylvania, 1907. Worked for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for many years and won the National Book Award for her second book, the bestseller, The Sea Around Us, after which came her book Silent Spring, all about the ecosystem and how it had been destroyed by the widespread misuse of harmful pesticides, such as DDT. President Kennedy read the book, Silent Spring, and it led to a reexamination of the government's pesticide policy and eventually to the formation of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, in 1970. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, The Bookstall. "Just looking at them, I grow greedy, as if they were freshly baked loaves, waiting on their shelves to be broken open, that one and that, and I make my choice in a mood of exalted luck, browsing among them like a cow in sweetest pasture. For life is continuous as long as they wait to be read, these inked paths opening into the future, page after page, every book its own receding horizon, and I hold them, one in each hand, a curious ballast waiting me here to the earth." The Bookstall by Linda Paston from Carnival Evening, published by W.W. Norton, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Condor Airlines, introducing new service from San Diego, Pittsburgh, and New Orleans. More information on Condor's 12 U.S. gateways available on Condor.com. Condor, born to fly. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.